You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That was Portishead with Glory Box, and I'm in studio here with Brent and Morgan. G'day, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I did think it was going to be Mikey interviewing you guys, so I hope you're not disappointed.
You've been looking.
You are the great organizers of Roadie for Roadies. Can you tell the listeners a bit about that?
Well, it's just an idea that Morgan and I walk every morning. We live quite close together in Mount Eden. We walk up Mount Eden.
Walking buddies.
Yeah, or we walk to Cornwall Park or down to the Viaduct every morning. So one morning a few weeks ago, we decided it would be great for the music industry to do a walk together. And a few more paces along, we decided Roadie for Roadies was a great one.
Yeah.
So it was a good idea. So we announced it the next day, and we're cool. Up and running, and it's actually happening tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Cool. So the backbone of the idea is to support the roadies and the music industry.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, both Brent and I have had long careers in the music industry where we started out pushing boxes around like roadies. It was We were called managers at the time, but it was
or drummers.
Drummers, yeah. We're just really glorified roadies. And so we really wanted to give something back. We feel that those are the people that are first into the venue,
absolutely,
last out of the venue, most able to be affected by injury or drugs or alcohol. And so we wanted to give something back to the Music Foundation to support roadies. So that's the...
Because they really are the, like we were saying off air before, they really are the backbone of all the gigs you go to see.
Well, we'd be buggered without them.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the people who are performing would be absolutely beside themselves if they had to go in and set it all up.
Where's my guitar pick?
Yeah.
Where's my drumstick?
Absolutely.
Where's my life?
Yeah, exactly.
And you were also saying off air that it's kind of spread into Australia now and in the South Islands you've got.
I'm a concert promoter. I've got mates in Australia and roadies in Australia who saw the press release and they called me up and said, hey, you know, are we allowed to do this in Australia?
And
we said, yes, so long as you apologise for the underarm incident.
He put it in the contract.
It's in the contract.
No, oh, really?
Yeah, I did. Every opportunity. So
is that going to be a public apology or just to you personally?
Us personally.
Okay.
We share the contract.
Yeah.
put it on the website. There's a website, roadieforroadies.com. We can put it
you
up
can just
there.
Just put that clause into.
So anyway, they have apologised to us and it's in writing and they're going to do it in Australia probably in March, but they're really excited about it. And Christchurch... Andre from Hang Up Entertainment, they're doing it tomorrow as well, so at 1 o'clock. So
cool, so it'll be simultaneous. And the walk is 16 kilometres, and you start in...
Onehunga, and we're finishing up at the Tuning Fork down at
Spark Arena. Oh, cool. And
Spark
is there
Arena.
An event on at the Tuning Fork afterwards?
Yeah, so we'll announce this now.
Okay, drum roll, please.
Yeah, lots of drum rolls. We are going to have P-Money DJing when we come across the finish line, and Coca-Cola have come in with their pump water for us to hand out along the way.
Lots of people have come in and done things for nothing. It's great. It's a privilege, actually.
Yeah.
It's a
good one. Well, it's a great cause.
It is. One of those things is a free T-shirt for every participant. The tickets range in value from $25, $50 to $100. To spend $25 to enter it and get that cool free T-shirt that you can see.
It's a winner.
It's a total winner. You may have to walk 16 Ks for it, but it's a definite
And they're available
winner.
On Ticketmaster under Roadie for Roadies. There's not many left.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. There's not many left.
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
And you guys have already had quite a lot of donations roll in because you can also donate as well as buying tickets. Is that correct?
That's correct. So the Music Foundation do a great job with artists, roadies, anyone that's in need. So we really felt that they were the right people to, be in charge of the money. We're just raising the money and they know what to do with it. So... they're totally involved and have been great to deal with throughout the process.
And just going back to the roadies idea, is it the money that you're fundraising is going because they are working so hard and not feeling like they're getting paid enough, or like...
I don't even know if it's payment necessarily. Yeah. I'm sure that's part of it.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that they can get so badly injured.
Yeah.
And because they're normally on an hourly rate, they've got nothing else to fall back onto.
Mm.
They've got, you know, they have wives and children and families to support, but they've got nothing to lean back onto. So this fund that we're probably getting close to $15,000 raised now will be something to help them when they're in a time of need. So they'll contact the Music Foundation and say, hey, I fell from scaffolding, I've hurt my back, you know, da-da-da, whatever that is, and we'll leave that to the Music Foundation.
And it's nice just to acknowledge... and appreciate all the work they do, I think, as well, because it definitely goes under the radar a lot.
It totally does. And we've worked out there's probably at least 1,000 roadies in New Zealand.
Yep.
Wow.
And we've all done it, and we've all been to gigs, and we've all, you know, had great experiences, but without them none of those experiences would have happened.
And so you two are professional walkers?
Oh, well, this is this will be our 203rd walk, so...
Wow, so you've been counting.
In the last year.
We don't get paid for walking, if that's professional, I don't think we could start our days without doing it, put it that way. It's become part of what we do.
And you're not thinking about running it?
Our initial challenge... We had a night at Morgan's place one night where we had a few Cokes and Pepsis, and we decided we're going to run at Mount Eden 17 times in a row. So, number one. So we did. 17 days in a row, ran at Mount Eden, yeah.
Wow, and how did that go for you?
It was good, but it's Morgan's a bit older than me, so it's a bit hard in the body, so walking's better, and we can walk for longer, and chat away, and you know, it's good fun.
It's definitely something that's good for your mental health as well, which is nice.
You'll
nice
be joining us tomorrow, I'm sure, right?
I mean,
you've done three half marathons this year.
I've walked from last year. I have walked them. My mum did a similar challenge to me where she wanted to spend some quality bonding walking time together. So we did participate that's in a great. Few. But
we've got some great prizes as well.
The prizes.
Oh, we've got the prizes. Should we talk about the prizes?
Okay, so
the prizes are, thank you, JB Hi-Fi. they have given us best team dress, $300 worth of JB Hi-Fi vouchers.
So it's a dress up event.
Well, not
it can be.
It can be. We won't be. We'll be in our normal walking attire because we can't win anyway. So best solo dress, $100 worth of JB Hi-Fi vouchers, and then $100 of JB Hi-Fi vouchers for the most puffs up Mount Eden. So the guy that's puffing the most, and you know, the judge's decision is final, obviously, but you know.
So if you got someone at the top of Mount Eden judging how many puffs people are having?
Oh, there'll be judges on the walk, but we also have a van donated by Kiwi Crew and two other vans. Driving with us to pick up people who can't finish it or whatever, or hand
safety
out water
measures.
Or, you know, cigarette stops and that kind of stuff.
Health and safety is definitely top priority.
Absolutely. It's got to be. Cool. And if people do want to join, it's tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Yes.
It's actually start time.
Yeah. And Oni Hunger, going to the tuning fork.
Yeah.
If you want to see the walk, just go to the Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
And online, it shows you the walk, where the route it goes.
Cool. And people can grab tickets from
Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
And it's almost sold out.
There's not many left. There's about 40 left.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. Good luck with your walk.
We'll see you there.
Sounds like you're going to be there.
Bye. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.